Forgiveness, the secret of a long life. People have been seeking the secrets to a long and healthy life for many years. The results of recent research reveal the extent to which human psychology and health are interrelated. The October 4, 2004 edition of the famous magazine Newsweek covered one significant study. The story headline read, "Forgive and Let Live." According to the research, forgiveness is the first key to a long life. The report in the magazine described how 1,200 clinical examinations revealed that negative emotions are both psychologically and physically damaging. The article listed the harm caused by not forgiving another person, and went on to emphasize the importance of the issue. It is quoted as follows. Research suggests that forgiveness works in at least two ways. One is by reducing the stress of the state of unforgiveness, a potent mixture of bitterness, anger, hostility, hatred, resentment, and fear of being hurt or humiliated again. These have specific physiological consequences, such as increased blood pressure and hormonal changes linked to cardiovascular disease, immune suppression, and possibly impaired neurological function and memory. American scientists have stated in a number of other recent studies that people with the capacity for forgiveness are mentally and physically healthier. In his book, Forgive for Good, Frederick Luskin, a Stanford University professor of counseling and health psychology, refers to forgiveness as a proven recipe for health and happiness. The book describes how forgiveness reduces anger, pain, depression, and stress. It also leads to such positive mental states as hope, patience, and self-confidence. According to Dr. Luskin, long-term anger has negative effects that can be observed in people's physical health. As Dr. Luskin says, the thing about long-term or unresolved anger is we've seen it resets the internal thermostat. When you get used to a low level of anger all the time, you don't recognize what's normal. It creates a kind of adrenaline rush that people get used to. It burns out the body and makes it difficult to think clearly, making the situation worse. On the other hand, a survey of 1,500 people revealed that depression, stress, and mental illnesses are seen less in religious people. All the research has shown that anger is a harmful state of mind that seriously damages human health. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is a positive form of behavior and a feature of superior moral values that eliminates the negativities caused by anger. It helps people to enjoy physically and mentally healthier lives. The true aim in forgiving, however, as in everything else, must be to attain the approval of Allah and to live according to the moral virtues of which He approves. These moral virtues have positive effects. The physical and sociological benefits have been scientifically proven. This can be noted and is referred to in many verses of the Quran. Some of these verses are, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Make allowances for people, command what is right, and turn away from the ignorant. They should rather pardon and overlook. Would you not love Allah to forgive you? Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. But if you pardon and exonerate and forgive, Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. Forgiveness is very difficult for people who live far removed from the Quranic moral values. They immediately become consumed by anger in the face of any mistake. Even though they may sometimes say they forgive the other person, they cannot free themselves from the hatred and anger in their hearts. Their behavior usually reflects that anger. Such features of poor moral values naturally cause them grievous losses both in this world and in the hereafter. Believers' conception of forgiveness is very different to that of people who do not live by the Quranic moral values. When believers see evil in someone, they seek to eliminate that evil by means of that which is good. There is no doubt that exhibiting gentleness and patience in the face of evil, not becoming caught up in a desire for revenge through forgiving someone who has done wrong, and overcoming one's anger are characteristics unique to people who fear Allah. The reward for displaying proper moral values is Allah's approval and His mercy. Those who forgive and those who respond to evil with goodness at the same time prepare an environment of peace for themselves and for those around them. This, of course, is an incomparably more peaceful and relaxing atmosphere than a satanic one in which people take revenge on each other and in which feelings of hatred and enmity prevail. Allah offers people a pleasant and an easy life in return for moral virtue. People who are not forgiving find themselves surrounded by enemies. They harbor feelings of hatred and enmity. On the other hand, people who are forgiving will have lives filled with peace, love, compassion, and true friends, as our Lord tells us in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
A good action and a bad action are not the same. Repel the bad with something better. And if there is any enmity between you and someone else, he will be like a bosom friend. None will obtain it but those who are truly steadfast. None will obtain it but those who have great good fortune.